Hey guys, be a part of the Bob Culture Podcast by supporting me on Patreon.com. That's Patreon.com/Bob Culture Podcast for some great incentives. Guys, welcome to the Bob Culture Podcast. We're here at 658 Cookman Avenue, Unit 3 in Asbury Park, New Jersey. I'm here with the man, the myth, the legend himself, owner, founder of the retro gaming store Killscreen Games, Mr. Phil Harding. Phil, thanks for a few minutes, man. How are you, dude?
No problem. Doing good. How are you?
I'm good, man. Can't complain. Love the store. The wife and I are here all the time, man. So I was like, oh, I wonder if Phil come on the podcast and tell us a little bit about the store, man.
Yeah,
so
that's what.
I'm excited. So tell us the origin story of Killscreen Games, and also where'd the name come from? That's a cool cool name. Did a meteor hit the earth and then the store was there? Or what?
No.
How did it all happen, man?
Very gradually. I mean, I guess I had been into video gaming and collecting for, you know, a number of years.
Okay.
And it kind of just came from me buying up lots of games and, you know, collections and whatever else I could get my hands on. And whatever I didn't need, I would resell or trade. You know, what have you.
Makes sense.
And over time, I started doing that more just to make money. And eventually, I quit my dead-end job and sold online full-time.
Okay, cool.
Which we still do. Have eBay store, have Amazon store.
Okay,
I'll working on a website. It's slow going, but down the road. Yeah, did that for a few years, just selling online.
Nice.
Full-time. And then, actually, Asbury Park, the reason I opened the store, and I don't want to give him more credit than he deserves because we'll get a big head, but okay. My buddy Drew, who owns Flux Modern, also okay. In the building, he had moved into here from Red Bank to sell his mid-century modern furniture. And he mentioned the spot to me, and he was like, you know, it's a cool place. You should check it out. And I did, and then signed the lease shortly awesome. Thereafter.
How many years have you guys been open?
Here in Asbury, it's been three. This is our three-year anniversary
month. That was my guess.
Okay. Yeah, this month.
Oh, good. Well, good for you, man. Congrats on that. And why the name Killscreen Games? I think that's a sweet name.
I don't know. I mean, maybe I was watching a lot of King of Kong. I don't know if you've seen that.
Uh-huh.
Like, a kill screen is when an arcade machine runs out of memory.
That's perfect.
Like, the older machines don't really have an end game, so it just stops. And it's called the kill screen.
It flows, man.
Yeah, and I liked it.
Kill screen. What you said you were a collector. Do you collect like old systems, or like do you get all the different colored Game Boys, or what do you like to collect?
I started with Nintendo.
The best, man. My favorite.
So I have pretty close to a near complete in-box collection of Nintendo.
Nice.
And I like TurboGrafx.
Oh, cool. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, you have to limit what you keep because I have to sell things. Like I have to have a roof over my head and eat, you know, not just have a pile of video games.
Sure.
So
yeah,
I narrow it down just to a few little things.
I got you, man. When my wife and I got married, you know, we played in a band together, you know, that's how we met. We got married, and like all of our video game collections came together.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well now we have a couple Nintendo 64s, we have like all the controllers, like my video game collection gradually grew. I'm like, oh, this is awesome, man. So
yeah.
It kind of worked out, man.
Nice, nice.
So you told me, you know, Asbury Park, obviously a great location for it. There's a lot going on here.
Yeah,
obviously, great. Guys, if you're in Asbury Park, 658 Cookman Avenue, you can't miss it. Killscreen Games, awesome store. Tell us about the concept of the store. You guys do buy games. Obviously, you sell some retro stuff. Do you guys do trades, or how does that all work?
We'll pay cash if you just want to sell your stuff and get money. We do trade credit, so if you want to put it towards something else we have, or just bank it, you don't have to use it the same day. We'll pay more in store credit.
I was going to mention that.
Awesome. Yeah, and you know, we try to sell pretty much everything. I mean, I'll go back as far as the earliest of Pong clones,
nice,
and whatever else, Atari. Atari computer. We do some vintage PC stuff, some vintage DOS and Mac.
Nice.
And then up to, you know, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, you know, anything.
Yes, so you got the new stuff, too.
We do,
Definitely, man. So, guys, come on down to Kill Screen. It's awesome. It's one of our favorite stores, definitely.
Awesome, man.
All right. So I was wanting to pick your brain on this one. What's the coolest thing, you know, maybe someone brought it in or something you have, the coolest thing you came across in the store? I was just looking around, man. I saw a couple Game Genies. I saw, Jaguar, you know, like some of these systems you never really see as much. What's the coolest thing you came across in the store?
Oh, man. Something
like that.
Two of the most sought after things. It wasn't just a random pop in. Like, these are things we worked out a deal sort of ahead of time, but we did have a loose copy of Stadium Events for Nintendo.
Okay,
And also a Nintendo World Championship Gray cartridge come in.
Okay.
Which neither were for sale. They were both for my own benefit.
Okay, yeah. But, I got you. Hey, man, you're a collector. I understand.
Yeah, those are probably the two coolest things. Aside from that, we've gotten a lot of really cool, just complete in box games that are worth some money or things you don't see all the time.
I love seeing the Nintendo game, like the original NES, which is my favorite console.
Mm-hmm.
I love seeing them in the boxes.
Yeah.
You got them, you know. It makes me like a little kid, like excited. You know, I remember they were like $60, you know, when they first came out.
Sure.
You know?
I
remember that.
Because, I mean, it's something that you don't see because the owner had to not only. Like, maybe they never played the game. Maybe they just opened it and then carefully put the box and things away, which is very rare. Because when I was a kid, I just threw it right in the garbage. Like, I didn't.
Yeah, right, yeah, exactly.
Just wanted the
game. Did you keep the manual?
I did. Good. Yeah, a lot of my stuff. I mean, I was also an anal kid, so
yeah,
at a certain age, I started keeping everything,
and then you became a collector, man.
Yeah, the problem snowballed from there. But it's definitely cool to get complete box stuff and sealed, you know, older sealed games. It's just like, you know, what happened there? Why is that? Why did you keep it that way?
Yeah, but, well, it worked out for you.
Yeah.
There you go, man. Now, NES is my favorite console. You know, I mentioned that.
Cool.
My parents never got it for me. My grandparents actually came through, you know, got it for me, you know, one Christmas. So my sister and I were stoked. You know, we're playing Duck Hunt and shooting the ducks, literally touching the screen, you know, because we were little kids.
Yeah.
For me, that was awesome. And the cool thing about NES was it made a game for, like, every movie, TV show, like, everything that came out. And some of these games were terrible, but they made them for everything, and you had things like Game Genie. But what was your favorite console, or what is your favorite console?
No, I'd have to agree with you. Probably NES.
Awesome.
That's where I started.
Do you have the power pad where you ran on?
Of course.
Nice,
of course,
man.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
I Nintendo, followed by maybe Super Nintendo, and then I do like TurboGrafx. But Nintendo is where I started. So,
me too, man.
Yeah.
We're on the same page. All right, here's something I wanted to ask you. Your thoughts on newer gaming, like more of the Call of Duties, Battlefronts, you know, app gaming, like Pokemon Go. A lot of things are popular on the phone, as opposed to, like, classic games. Are you more in love with, like, the classic stuff, or do you like the newer gaming? Do you like the Switch? What do you think in general?
I like new stuff. I have a Switch that I play. I have Xbox One. I'm probably gonna grab a PS4 at some point. I don't care. You know, I like them both. But I do like new stuff. You know, I think there's something to be said for just picking up like Contra and playing for a half hour.
One of my favorites, man.
You know, you can't really beat that. The new stuff is cool, too. I mean, it's a little bit more complex, so I feel like you have to have more time to spend.
Yeah, right.
But, I mean, I do play a good amount of newer stuff. You know, I just got Breath of the Wild not too long ago.
Well,
that
everyone's
came out.
Loving that game.
Yeah,
man.
That game's great.
To do in that game, too. It's busy.
Yeah, and I kind of think of it, like, as a kid, what I would have imagined, like, one of those games that would, like, look, like, fleshed out.
Yeah, you know, right.
Pretty cool. So, you know, I'm a fan. I like the Switch. Breath of the Wild is the only thing I've really messed around with
not too much available yet. Mario Odyssey looks good.
Yeah.
That looks like an interesting take on Mario. I guess the hat kind of possesses the other characters and villains, so that should be interesting.
Yeah. There's a lot of other cool games that are out, I know, but I think a lot of it's multi-platform, like Binding of Isaac and some of those weird games like that, so you can get it elsewhere, but... I like both. I'm not really partial. It just really depends on my mood.
Yeah, it's good. So you always have the classics, and then these newer games are great too. Like, for example, like Mario Kart started on Super Nintendo, I believe.
Yeah.
That was the first Mario Kart.
Yeah.
You know, my friends and I are so serious about Mario Kart 64. We have a rotating title belt. I think I mentioned to you one time I came into the store. Now we have a Wii U Mario Kart title belt.
Cool.
And a Mario Kart Deluxe 8 for Switch title belt. So this is this is serious business here, man. But it's cool to see those games evolve over time. And you like any of those Mario Party or Mario Karts or any of those kind of games?
I do. And that's kind of the crazy thing. Like, Nintendo's really good at selling you the same game 50 different times.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
I mean, how many copies of Mario Kart are there? But they're still cool. I mean, even the Switch one's just a rehash of Mario Kart 8. And they add things. And, you know, I really still find them to be fun, you know, even though it's kind of the same idea over and over. But then going back and playing, like, the Super Nintendo Mario Kart, it's hard to go
right,
back
exactly.
to.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Unlearning what you already learned, you know, in the new ones.
You said that so perfectly, man. I know what you mean. Like, you go back to a game, like, oh, I love this game. It used to drive me nuts, and then you play, and you're like, how did I play this game? It's so different,
yeah,
man. Some of these
so primitive
old games, man. Cool. All right, man. Well, speaking of some of these old school games, real quick, I want to take a listen to this track just put out by my friends in Charles Lurita and the Mischief. It's that old, you know, NES games. They have the best music, some of these games, man. This is a little take on Paperboy, if you remember that one. This is Paperboy Funk Jam by my pals Charles Lurita and the Mischief. Check it out right here. Paperboy Funk Jam by my pals Charles Lurita and the Mischief. You can check them out right now. Charles Lurita, the Mischief. There's no and there. Bandcamp.com. These songs are free, but you guys can toss them a few bucks if you want. Just pick your own price. Really cool songs. They got Ba-Bomb Battlefield from Nintendo 64, Mario 64. That's one of my favorites, so check them out. We'll listen to them in a little bit later. But right now, we're here talking with Phil, and we're going to talk Phil's personal favorite games of all time. And it can be on any system. What are some of your favorites, man, of all time?
Probably my favorite of all time is Final Fantasy III on Super Nintendo.
Three? Most people would go seven. Well, I hear seven a lot.
Yeah, so I mean, seven's a good game. Mm-hmm. Three resonates with me.
Okay.
And you got Final Fantasy VI. You gotta watch because there's garbage. There is a Final Fantasy III for Nintendo, the Japanese one, and it sucks. It's not good at all.
Good to know.
Okay. But six or three for Super Nintendo is probably my favorite.
Right.
Of all time.
Wow, that's a good answer, man. That's good. Yeah. Do you have in the store the first Final Fantasy?
We do.
You do?
Yeah.
For NES?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, awesome, man. That's kind of, I think, rare. Or I've never seen it.
Yeah, it's tougher to come across.
That's awesome, man. Cool. I feel like I have to play it at least once, man. It's the original Final Fantasy. How about some other favorites?
Cool series. I mean, Nintendo. I mean, I'm a big Adventure Island fan. I really like the Mega Man games.
Oh, me too, man.
Let's see, what else?
Mega Man 2. What was the last one that came out for NES?
6 was the last one for Nintendo.
I enjoyed that one as well. Mega Man 2 was always one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's by far the best on the system.
Oh, okay.
In my opinion. Yeah,
nice. All right, good. We're on the same page. All right, Mega Man 2.
I really don't like 3. People would probably disagree with that one. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan, but 2 is great. I had 4 growing up as a kid. I really liked that one. 5 and 6 are cool. They're weird. They're tougher of the ones to get. And I also like Mega Man 1. That was a cool one. Yeah. I remember buying that for like $20 new on clearance at Toys R Us. And now,
nice.
I mean, complete in box, it's a couple $100.
Yeah, you know,
it's crazy.
Isn't that crazy, right?
Yeah.
That's nuts, man.
Was
that like the kind of game like you couldn't like put down as a kid? Like, what did you play a lot as a kid? Like, I guess on NES it would be?
Yeah. I mean, those games, definitely. I mean, at that time, I didn't have all these games available to me, so it's kind of whatever you got you had to play. I mean, that's like probably, it's up there, 1 or 2. My favorite Zelda game of all time is the second, which people hate.
Well, I was going to say, that's notably unpopular, game. I that was the first Zelda game I had, was that one, but go ahead.
Same with me. That was one of the first NES games I got in general. And I think it goes along with that, like just what you had to play it or play nothing. So I kind of grew to love it.
It was a tough game, you know. Maybe that's why people were turned off. It was tough, you know.
Yeah.
You kind of had to talk to the right people in the right villages and all. Did you beat it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, it took a long time, but yeah.
Did you ever play going a different direction here? Were you big into RPGs? Because I know you mentioned Final Fantasy. Big into RPGs. Ever play Chrono Trigger?
Yeah. Yep.
Ever beat it?
Yeah.
I still have not beat that game. I know there's different points you can beat it at with the final boss. I'm like stuck on I got it on my DS. I guess they re-released it on the DS, the first DS that came out. It was originally Super Nintendo, I think. Mm-hmm. Chrono Trigger.
Yeah, Super Nintendo.
And I borrowed it from my buddy. I think my sister erased it by accident. I was like devastated.
Yeah.
But I got it on DS. I got really far, and I'm just like stuck on the same part on a certain boss, man. But you beat it.
Yeah, I do remember, like, because I think that game has, like, 10 or 11 endings or something like
exactly,
that.
Exactly, right.
Because you beat it once, and then you go back in, like, a new game plus type of deal. And then wherever you beat the last boss, you know, along the story, there's different endings. And I think I did it. I did it all as a kid.
Right.
I had a lot of free time.
I'm hoping you got the best possible ending when you
do so.
Everything.
I think so. Yeah.
Good game, though. And I still haven't beat it, and that's one of my favorites, man. One day.
You know, you got to get on that.
On my bucket list, man. Cool. Now, do you like, speaking of, like, re-releases, do you like they just came out with the Disney Afternoon Pack that had, like, the DuckTales. I don't know if you ever played the old DuckTales games and stuff like that. What else they re-released? A lot of the Ninja Turtles stuff. I love that they re-released those arcade games on the Xbox 360. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the Simpsons arcade game. Were you ever into any of those ones?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Some of the best.
Actually, I just downloaded on the Xbox the Disney Afternoon Collection.
Is it good?
It's
I was thinking
sweet.
About
yeah.
it, yeah.
I mean, if you don't want to shell out like a couple $100 each on like DuckTales 2 and Rescue Rangers 2, it's worth getting that. I mean, it was just on sale. It was like $15 or something like that.
Yeah, I just saw that. I was thinking about it too, man. I actually got the re-released original DuckTales on Xbox 360, remastered or whatever.
Yeah, that was cool too.
That was cool. Yeah, I just like the voiceovers too. Instead of, you know, they actually talked instead of having just the text, man.
Yeah.
How about Classic Mario, man? Ever in any of the Classic Mario games? Any of your favorites of all time?
I mean, I think the first video game I ever played was Mario Brothers Duck Hunt.
Like, okay,
that's
me too.
What we got. So yeah, I mean, I like the older ones better. I do like the newer ones, but you know, 1, 2, and 3, Super Mario World, that kind of always resonated with me.
Yeah, the first one probably is one of my top, you know, top 10, if not top 5. Just again, it was the first game I ever played. My neighbors had it, played all the time. When Super Mario 3 came out, that game blew my mind.
Oh yeah,
there was kind of that movie, was it The Wizard?
Yeah,
that accompanied it, so it just made it better, you know.
That was like the only reason people saw that shitty movie was to
go
see Kevin Mario
Arnold,
3.
Kevin Arnold, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I remember outside of KB Toy Store in CB Square Mall. I don't know if you did you grow up around here?
I grew up in Tom's River.
Okay, close enough. But they had the Super Nintendo when it came out, and Mario World you could play outside the store, man. Mm-hmm. And I thought Yoshi was like the coolest thing when that came out. So that's definitely one of my favorites. Any other favorites of all time that you can think of off the top of your head? Anything newer or?
Yeah, I mean, one kind of like a series that just kind of popped in my head for Nintendo, and then later, but like the River City Ransom.
It's
like
okay.
I think it's like Kunio-kun, the Japanese version they call it. But River City Ransom was kind of like, I mean, the best way to describe it is like if you took like Double Dragon and put like RPG
Love
elements.
Double Dragon, yeah.
Yeah.
Really? That sounds awesome.
Same company had their hand in Technos, yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of like it's a beat 'em up, but you can beat levels and kind of grow your character and buy.
What console is this?
That was Nintendo.
Oh, this is Nintendo? Okay, really? Sounds awesome.
It's a good one. They came out with, America, it was River City Ransom, which is awesome. And then they came out with like a track and field called Crash and the Boys Street Challenge.
Oh, cool.
And it's like, you'll have a regular hurdles event or something, but you could like bash the hurdles and pick it up and throw it at the other guy, or like punch him and stuff, jump kick him. So it's like, it's track and field events where you can just kind of beat the crap out of each other.
That's
it's
awesome.
Super fun.
I really
want to
play Double Dragon 2 right now to do the little
twister.
Yeah, you just get to make some, man, I'm going to be doing some gaming when I get out of here, man. Awesome, cool. All right, so we know we can find you over on Cookman Avenue, Asbury Park. You know, where can people find you online? I know you got a Facebook.
Yep. Easiest thing, I mean, all the social media we have, if you just search for Killscreen Games, you'll find it. I mean, the Instagram, look for Killscreen Games. I think the web browser address is like instagram.com/killscreengames. And same with Facebook. We do sell on eBay. We have an eBay store. I think it's the same kind of deal. If you search for us, you'll find it.
Okay.
We do sell on Amazon as well. Our own website, work in progress down the road. I mean, we have the web domain and stuff, but just people have asked to see if we could get our inventory online, and it's such a huge undertaking.
Yeah, I see all that stuff you got in there, and
they're
behind the, you know, register, just marking everything, and you know, you guys got a lot of, you know,
it's a lot.
Your hands full.
Yeah, so that's something down the road, but we may, you know, keep an eye out for that.
That's cool. And yeah, if you guys want to get in touch with Phil or anyone at Killscreen Games, you know, I was messaging him on Facebook. You know, he got right back to me with everything. We set up the podcast. You know, talked to him about if you got some gear to sell or see if he's got something in stock. He'll take good care of you. Also, you know, stop by the store, you know, not to mention other stores that won't, you know, give you a good deal for your stuff. But, you know, a lot of people have sent me towards Killscreen Games. You know, he'll give you a decent price. Like he said, you know, you'll get, you know, store credit and even better deal. So talk to Phil. He'll take good care of you. Phil, thanks for a few minutes,
right.
Man.
Thanks,
I know you're a busy man. And, yeah, man, everyone stop by Killscreen Games, Cookman Avenue, Asbury Park. We're out, man. Thanks
awesome.
For a few minutes.
Hey, thanks
right.
a lot.
Peace. Thank you. Hey guys, thanks for listening to this episode of the Bob Culture Podcast. If you'd like to support the show on Patreon.com for some great incentives, check out Patreon.com/Bob Culture Podcast. I'd like to thank my newest patrons, Mike and Michelle Vermillion from Sledgepad LLC. Sledgepad is the revolutionary bass drum dampening system that make blankets in your bass drum a thing of the past. I love my Sledgepad and is currently being used by drummers from national acts such as Pink and Collective Soul. Use my code BobMan007 at checkout for a special discount. Check them out at Sledgepad.com. Finally, don't forget to support the show by leaving a review on iTunes or give me a like on Facebook.com/Bob Culture Podcast.